Welcome to this week's episode of WA This Week. Normally, we obviously only touch on state issues here, but I did want to just devote a few moments to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. You know, I just can't imagine the terror, the nightmare it must be for a peaceful nation to be invaded by a massively larger neighbour. And, you know, I think we've all seen the footage on the television and heard the reports. Just utterly terrifying and devastating. My thoughts and prayers are with the people in Ukraine and in particular the people in Australia and Western Australia who have family there. It must be an enormously worrying time. I think I, like most people, desperately hope that there's some solution to this. I fear that we have a despotic communist dictator who is not going to stop, but let's hope that there is some sense that prevails in this. But as I say, my thoughts and prayers are with those people who are going through that terror right as we speak now. One of the issues that is impacting people in Western Australia more and more is the increasing cost of living. Now, we've had budgeted substantial increases in utility charges, something that's been a feature of this Labor government. Across their 5 years in office, they have no compassion when it comes to the impact of these increases on households. One of the areas that is really impacting people is the cost of rental accommodation. And there are two parts to this increase in cost of rental, the cost of rental properties in Western Australia. The first is that because of the lack of availability, rental prices have gone up. But what we've also seen is what we call a de facto increase in rental prices, and that is people are being forced out of their rental properties for various reasons. Maybe a property is being sold, but then they can't come back into the market at the price they've been paying because there are no properties available. Now, the median rental price in the metropolitan Perth is around $450 a week. As a matter of interest, $450 a week is a pretty well the full amount of the single aged pension with the bonus top-up payments. So just to dimension that, it's an enormously high level for most people who are on pension incomes or otherwise don't have high incomes. But as of a couple of weeks ago, there were only around 380 properties in Perth available at that level or below. And what is happening is people are losing their rental properties, as I say, for whatever reason. But then when they try and come back into the market, they can't buy back in at those lower rental values because there are simply no properties available. So they're being forced into higher and higher rental brackets. This puts people in an invidious situation. I mean, what do they forego? They've got to have a roof over their heads. I think I may have mentioned before, but it sticks in my mind. A lady contacted my office. She was living in a rental property in Secret Harbour. Two young children. She's a single mum. She works full-time in an accountancy firm. So someone doing a substantial job. The property she was in was being sold. She literally could not find another rental property to move into. She was seriously facing the prospect that she and her two sons were going to be living in her car, even though she's working full time. That's how serious the lack of rental properties in Western Australia is. So, you know, this is of great concern. And once again, we don't see the state government taking meaningful action that's resulting in any significant change in this area. You know, they talk about, you know, they put in a certain amount of money, but what's the effective action they're taking? I'm told that there are, in fact, rental properties available, and it would take some minor changes to some government policies to bring those properties onto the market, but they're not there. But this is up to the government. They've got their hands on the tiller. What are they doing to make rental properties affordable, and not just affordable, but available for those people? We've got the real prospect in this state now of having middle-class homelessness. It is incomprehensible that in a state as wealthy as Western Australia that could occur, and that's a failure of this Labor government, who, don't forget, have been in power now for 5 years. Parliament this week was interesting. Very disappointing in Parliament this week. to see the Premier revert to his normal form of abuse, of bullying in the Parliament. And if any of you are students of Parliament, and I know it's only a small handful who are, but you would have seen the Premier revert to his old form, and that is name-calling and something the Labor Party seem to specialise in, which is verballing. So they'll go and pull a selective quote out of something, misinterpret it, and then claim that as some sort of fact in Parliament. And that was on full display this week in the Premier's response to our call to him to do a review of mandates in Western Australia. Now, we've made it very clear in the opposition that mandates can have a place in certain circumstances. For example, in remote regional communities where there are people who are maybe have more health issues than in the broader society, isolated communities where vaccination rates are low, obviously it makes sense to have mandates around making sure that those communities aren't exposed to the COVID virus, and you'll have various controls on that. But what we've said is, given the enormously high vaccination rates in Western Australia, we have the highest vaccination rates in the world, it's time for the government to have a look at mandates and see where they should be sensibly reviewed and where possible removed. We shouldn't just have them there. Mandates shouldn't exist as a punishment. Mandates should only exist because there's a substantive medical justification for them to exist. Instead, what did we see from the Premier? Did we see the Premier say, fair enough, yes, you know, that compact I had with the people of Western Australia that we, you know, you get vaccinated and then that will allow the border opening, for example, which, you know, he delayed. And that will also allow some sensible changes and reductions in some of those mandates. Instead of saying that, the Premier tried to do this ludicrous spin of saying, if you're calling for that review of mandates, you're an anti-vaxxer. I mean, it's just appalling that someone who is the leader of Western Australia, the senior political figure in the state of Western Australia, reverts to childish gutter politics. You know, instead of dealing with a substantive issue, and can I say, just to look at that, look at the ludicrous exercise that the Premier is going through in relation to his compulsory quarantine period when he comes back from the eastern states. Now, we say of the Premier and everyone else, obey the law. Do what everyone else has to do in relation to compliance with rules. Now, the quarantine rules are changing because the Omicron is now in the state. The Premier is heading to the eastern states for a trial, to give evidence in the trial that the state is having with Clive Palmer. And the Premier, when he comes back, would only be required to prove that he's COVID-free. Instead, he's got this stunt where he's going to go and stay in a hotel for 7 days. Why? I mean, this is the person who's supposed to be leading the state. Instead, he's going to lock himself up in a hotel watching Netflix for a week. I mean, it's ridiculous. Why do a stunt like that again? He's the senior political figure in the state. Why would you participate in needless political stunts like that? I mean, it really goes to the character of the Premier that he would do that. He doesn't behave in a way that befits the status of the office that he's in. Just in terms of talking further about housing, if we think that housing is a major issue in metropolitan Perth, then in the regional areas, it's a catastrophe. I mean, you have regional towns, major regional centres in the state, where there are literally no properties available. It's a major constraint on those towns. In terms of they can't bring workers in because there's literally nowhere for them to stay. And again, a complete failure of the government. This problem has been building over the last few years. They've done nothing about it. And of course, now they come in when there's a huge demand for labour right across the country. And, you know, it's too late to do anything in some of those particular areas. But if you talk about homeless in those towns, imagine that. People who are on $100,000 a year can't find somewhere to live. People who are, you know, struggling and homeless, you know, obviously they've got no hope of getting in the rental market. They rely on the state to provide housing for them. And any of you that have been to those regional communities, you'd know there's a major issue in pretty well every regional community in Western Australia with homelessness. I was down at Esperance, you know, a while ago. You know, they were saying even in Esperance, you've got about a dozen people sleeping rough in the town every night. So this is a major issue from the very north of the state to the very south of the state. There was a report from the Shire of Broome where they met with the Housing Minister, John Carey, to talk about this issue of providing housing. And they reported back what the Minister said, and I'll just read that for you. The Minister said overcrowded housing and the negative consequences for families and children was discussed with Minister Carey, MLA. Further discussion will be required, as the Minister indicated that any significant construction will wait until the current boom conditions have passed and better value for money can be achieved. The Shire Presidents strongly believed action should be taken immediately due to the chronic problems being experienced. Imagine that. So the Housing Minister is saying, well, yes, I know there's a problem. I know that there are people, and you know that typically homeless people have many disadvantages outside of obviously not having somewhere to live and typically chronic health issues and the like. Often cases there are children who are homeless with parents. And imagine saying in the situation of the government with a $5 billion plus surplus, their surplus is billions of dollars a year above budget because of the high and oil prices, saying, no, we know it's a problem, but we'll just wait. We'll just wait because, you know, things are a bit tight at the moment. I mean, that's utterly unacceptable. The duty of any government is to take care of those people who can't, for one reason or another, take care of themselves. I mean, most of us, you know, we've got the ability to do that, but it's government's job to step in for those people who are doing it tough and who have a whole range of issues typically affecting their lives, and at least that they've got somewhere safe, dry, warm to sleep at night. Imagine the Minister for Housing saying that to the, you know, to those Shire Presidents. In fact, it was a Kimberley Shire Presidents meeting in Broome to discuss this huge problem in their communities. It really is a real problem. And then we saw in Parliament the Minister sort of trying to backpedal on this, and well, you know, that wasn't what he said. But you know, the bottom line here is really straightforward. You go to any of those communities, you just see lots and lots of homeless people in those communities, people doing it tough. But more than that, what we see and we've seen constantly is, as I've said before, actually people who have jobs, so people are fortunate enough, they've got work, and they actually have nowhere to live. So we've got people living in tents in people's backyards, caravans. We had the Salvation Army in Geraldton giving people, or in fact licensing vehicles so that people have got a car to sleep in somewhere on the streets. Imagine that in the state of Western Australia. And here we have a housing minister saying, well, we're just going to wait until the market's not so tight, until we deal with this problem. That's unacceptable. In a state as wealthy, it's unacceptable in any circumstances, but in a state as wealthy as Western Australia, that is just completely an unacceptable response from the government and from the minister. Well, look, thank you very much for listening to the podcast this week, or at least the recording and the podcast this week. As I tell you every time, you can get it as a podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher. And you can also see this video on Facebook. Just look up Dr. David Honey on Facebook and you'll find it. And look, share it with your friends, get the message out there. And as always, please give me feedback. Really grateful for the feedback that I receive every week about the content. Thank you.